Blog Talk Radio.
Flies whip you ever seen in your life? Might appear in it. Fur real fresh like it still got the spear in it. Room full of lions and you less than a deer in it. Why you in the VIP if you drink a beer in it? Hustle game strong, real firm, no fear in it. My gun was made to go in your mouth. It's like spearmint. I ain't the one you should be fucking with, Ock. You like the pillow talk, I use pillows to muffle the shots. When I was 16, boy, I probably fucked up your pops. Gave him a wedgie and told him get the fuck off the block. With all the champagne and yak, and I fuck up the scotch. Fresh ostrich in the trunk in case I fuck up the croc. Old school big dogging like Cujo, Emilio Pujo. Come on now, you know how I do. Yo, niggas say anything when they go in the booth. Till you stumble with both feet like you got snow on your boots. When you see me, no need to wonder. Know that I'm strapped. And these niggas is ass cheeks, so you know they gon' crack. Give a fuck about them pricks in the precinct. I'ma jump in this whip, fire the sliver stiff on through the deep. And sorry, Baltimore, back in the Cuse this evening. Feeling like LeBron when he went back to Cleveland. Athletic hustler, that's why I stay sporty on him. Sent a double team, I laugh, drop 40 on him. Lined him up like edge up clippers. Six shorty on them. She put a clip in they asses after she put the naughty on them. Celebrated with fam, threw a nice party on them. Slid through Solana and the concept Audi on them. Finally focused, you AR. Can't fuck with that. Certified fucking mask. Komodo skin bucket hats. Heard a hopped out of that fly beam with my Nina. $1,000 slacks and a jacket made of hyena. Like I see you with them tight ass jeans on. Toting the man purse with the fabrics around your knees gone. Came to watch the blood ooze out of nigga. Chop his body up and make a pair of shoes out of nigga. If you can't find your man, I put one in his head probably. Gun so loud, it'll wake up a dead body, huh? And they laugh like I said it for fun. Till they really see a dead body, get up and run. Bring terror to your squad, how you visiting pun. Homicide gon' vomit when they see what I done. Uh-huh, until I'm gone, I'ma clap that pussy and spit it nasty like I was eating crackhead pussy. And my life ain't no place for a hater. I'm smoking fists of cigars with old heads that talk paper and gators. Eating good over here, I'm talking steak and potatoes. I came a long way from chopping up onions, breaking potatoes. Drug money sweet, got some juicier than tomatoes. I took my game out the Vegas like the Oakland Raiders, and you looking for your plug to re-up, but it's too bad. I got him tied up in the back like a do-rag, clever cat, panther on his back, and a new jag, and I don't pop bottles with fuck niggas and douchebags. Niggas ass backs was like revving blood with blue flags, lying motherfuckers, but I gotta say out some true facts. Asking man, those is the best, I bet they say it's him. So rappers gonna always be Aggie like Texas A&M, but why make a song about dude when I can fire on him? He's slacking across the board, I gotta put the iron on him.
Hi, this is Mashawn Young, and you're listening to the fabulous DJ Sean on the Hilltop Radio Show. Something so smooth about you, boy. Hey, Sean.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is? Hilltop, mother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio Show.
Saga Crew. We keep our ear to the streets.
In the mix.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
The Soccer Proof DJs.
Soccer Proof.
I want to show you my room.
in the past and how I couldn't make it last. You took my broken pieces and you bound them, molded them into a crown that I wear with class. 'Cause every test I face, I pass.
Bring in the wine and we'll other chicks are here to stop me. Getting what's clearly not my property. And you gon' love me, kiss me, touch me, please me. Get me to hit the high ass note, you feel me? Ain't no reason to discuss the ex. I found you, you found me, so we should both be feeling blessed. You better bring it right or else it's on to the next. And shame for you, cause you be missing out on this 40 and your family.
I wanna see how much different you are from the rest. And how you gonna make it last.
Live radio show, Sunday night edition with yours truly, the Invincible One, the Invincible DJ Sean. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in. I want to thank everybody that's come aboard listening to the show. Again, RIP Kobe and his daughter and teammate and her family and all the other passengers, even the pilot, the plane. They all perished today around 9:45 a.m. Pacific, West Coast time. I'm sorry, West Coast time. It's very, devastating that Saturday night, LeBron James passes you and then you're gone Sunday, not even 24 hours. It's crazy. But you know, when it's your turn to go and it's your time is up, can't make no excuses. You gotta go in front of the Lord for where she's gone and his daughter, 13. I got two daughters and four granddaughters, so it's very hard to think on that right now. But you know, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody listening. This is the Indie Artist Live. It's the hottest indie artist music in the game. And we're going to keep it moving, you guys. We're going to keep it moving here on the Hilltop. Stay tuned. Be in tune. And we're going to get back into it. More music, less talk. How about some Meshawn Young? Go get it on the Hilltop Radio Show. It's the Indie Soul Live. It's Sunday edition, y'all. Volume 2.
And
here. Sugar, I got you. I'm your ride or die, oh my.
Do not know.
right, welcome back. That's Nova Ghost, another level here on the Indie Soul Live Radio Show. That's right, it's the Sunday night edition with truly the invincible one, the invincible DJ Sean. And I want to thank again everybody for tuning in. That's right, we on a all commercial free, more music, less talk. Right now, we get ready to get back into my main man, Nova Ghost. He's got another level. With another level, and this is my main man, Nova Ghost, excuse me, with King of the Mic. We're gonna keep it moving, y'all.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's Nova Ghost. You know what it is. Jeez.
Hungry? No, I call it starving. Stolen? No, I call it borrowing. Baby, I'ma have you soaring in the world and the foreign. Gotta get the world, I'm torn. Chillin'. Black McClure, get the gas running fast, then the other way is born. My feet don't touch the ground, I only levitate. Not looking for that crown, instead I never came. They messing with my mind, but they can't penetrate. I never live in fear, I only dominate. Crawl, walk, ran, flown, pound my chest. King Kong, you second best, I'm number one. You get the rest after I'm done. Intercept, intercept, interject, interject. I'm the best, I'm the best. Run a check, then I'm gone. Gone. Your favorite rapper's favorite song, ventriloquist. Thought that I had made it on my own, but it was heaven sent. I need the media and the press just to manifest. Check Wikipedia and the list says I be running this. Hungry? No, I call it starving. Stolen? No, I call it borrowing. Baby, I'ma have you soaring in the world and the foreign. Gotta get the world, I'm torn. Chillin' in the black McLaurin. Keep the gas running fast, then the other way is foreign. Get the bag, double bag, never tap. Got the strap, I'm the man, I'm the Mac. My only defense is attack. Understand, I'm a fan of anyone who said I can't. Put all that hate inside my tank of fuel I need to never faint. Ride, so bright I glow in the night. Lucky I know when to fight. Reaching my height, I'ma be taking my flight. We gotta call it a night, fly me a kite. Hit me with all of your might. We gotta get it on tight, left and a right. I'ma be more than a hype, I'ma be holding it tight. King of the mic, they said they want another one. Just tell me what they like. These so-called rappers wanting them, but I stay here for life. I couldn't take it with me, so I made the sacrifice. They never will forget me, didn't have to say it twice. No, I call it starving. Stolen? No, I call it borrowing. Baby, I'ma have you soaring in the world, in the foreign. Gotta get the world, I'm torn. Chillin' in the black McLaurin. Keep the gas running fast, then the other way is born. They can't stop me now, I custom made the crown. They had to put it down, and new owners in town. Now I'm the... They try to hold me down, I keep on busting rounds. I grab the 40 cal and lay them busters down. I'm the... Look, I call it how I see it. They don't want it, but they need it. Now they watching hella heat it. Couldn't stop me if you cheated. Delete it, copy, repeat it. I seen it, I mean it, believe it. I'm never defeated, cause I'm the... No, I call it starving. Stolen, no, I call it borrowing. Baby, I'ma have you soaring in the world, in the foreign. Gotta hit the road, I'm torn. Chillin' in the black McLaurin. Hit the gas, running fast, then the other way is born.
Again, you forget to see a boat where you come from, brethren. Yes, you have a leader. How you deal the people, them so? How you treat the youth, them so, star? Michael Rose, alongside Papa.
I'm not the one who don't sit over Randa. We used to share one finger banana. Play cricket and skimmage from the corner. Then why you want to violate the youth, them from on ya?
It's an officer. Remember where you were come from, Danny boy. I'm in the officer. Remember where you did come from, Danny boy.
We used to fly kite together and race boats. Get now you start this to you, then from your graduate. Hide from mama, go dance at night time. From you get your uniform, now you cross the line. Your job is to protect and uphold the law. Your simple argument, you come broke me jaw. Forget the days when we used to work and stress. No room I make you.
you call the person I've been dreading.
Officer, remember where you were come from. Ding ding now, I'm Mr. Officer. Remember where you were come from.
Your jeep with your gun in your hand, and box the next shoot before you ask question. Kick a boss up in a conversation, cause most get a youth now rape no woman. Rap people shop are involved in a gang. Classic example of you same one. When last you come here for a football game, the only time you pass through is when you are bus player.
And it's the Hamilton, remember where you are come from.
Come from.
Mr. Officer, remember where you have come from.
Come from. You come long from me dancing at the middle of the night, while the print party keep till broad daylight. When I match up me money, how me get good for yam. Me pick the yam in yard, I'm a pregnant woman. You never stop me stick out the peanut man. What juggle fi buy him fit the school uniform. The tell him and who him family depend on. And the factory them locked down from 19 how long, but
your gun and ammunition help you when Jack come knocking on your door. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no. Ding ding na ding ding boy. Ding ding na ding boy. Ay ay ay. Twash twash. Na ding ding na ding ding na na boy. I'm the officer. Remember where you have come from.
Na na boy.
I'm the officer. Remember where. Remember where you have come from.
I'm
in the happiest time. Remember where you have come from.
Soccer Brew. We keep our ear to the streets.
In the mix.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
The Soccer Brew DJs.
Soccer Proof.
While the people walking by looking like it's all right. Excuse me, can you help me eat tonight? Wait a minute, did I even eat last night? Was it last night or the night before the night? My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back.
My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back.
I'm hitting that 9 to 5. Yeah, I'm doing what they do. The same old sorry rule. Yeah, the more that you make, it's the more that they take. The tax is so high, you ain't getting no break. And instead he's screaming out, make America great. Yeah, building a wall ain't gonna make a better living. You gotta live the way we living just to make a living. It's hard to feed our families and paying the bills. Yo, I'm only being honest, I'm telling you the deal. They got the power for society to grow and build. But they sitting like some lame ducks on Capitol Hill, worrying about everybody else across the water. Meanwhile, back at home here, we out of order. Yeah, disease is so high, chemicals in our food. And our kids are not even safe in school. Yeah, we looking at each other cause we all a different color. Yeah.
Yeah, I said it damn right, I didn't stutter. The problem that we having, there's no love for one another. It's mind-blowing, see with all this fuss. But they steady spinning that green, and God we trust. Yeah, my life's off track, and I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, my life's off track, and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back.
This is Indy Soul Live Radio Show. This is a Sunday night edition with truly DJ Sean. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I got one of my main man, Mr. Nova Ghost, on board with us. What's up, Mr. Ghost?
Hey, hey, how you doing? How you doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Just still trying to, I think like what everybody else is doing, still trying to get this Kobe Bryant thing, you know, shaking off like a bee, man. It's crazy, man. You know. Then you had another whole family lose their lives, except for a son and a daughter that didn't end up on the plane. And then come find out the baseball coach, his daughter and Kobe's daughter played together on the same basketball team. So, you know,
yeah,
it's crazy, man.
That was a great right there, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, that was one of the greats, man, the best to ever do it. You know,
yeah.
And like I was saying, like, man, we literally watched him grow up. You know what I'm saying? He came into the league at 18. I mean, we were watching him when he was in high school.
You know? Got that right.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's like, pass the ball, Kobe. Kobe's a ball hug. You don't want to share the ball.
right. And he reminds you so much of Mike, like he loved MJ. Yeah. So he
loved
came
him,
right
man.
After that era. Yeah, mm-hmm. He came after that MJ era. So when we see his style of play, we was like, oh, man, like he lived up to it. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody lived
mm-hmm.
up to it. Like, LeBron James is great, but he didn't play like MJ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
MJ played like Dr. J. Like, that's a DNA right there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
And then, I mean, you know, Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson, he
mm-hmm.
got to play with Michael Jordan. He got to play with LeBron. I mean, you
right.
know,
right.
when Michael
Generation.
Retired, you know, he passed the torch to Kobe. Kobe retired and passed the torch to LeBron.
LeBron. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I can remember Jack would be talking about the young brother, about he didn't know how to pass. He wouldn't pass the ball and stuff. And then once he started winning championships, Kobe
mm-hmm,
was passing
mm-hmm.
the ball.
right.
Yeah, man. He matured, man. He was I could give it to him. He was one of the greats, and you know, his legend will live on. And I want to give respect and props to Mark Cuban, Mark Cuban just announced tonight that he had so much love and respect for Kobe Bryant, man, that he said no other basketball player that will play for him will wear number 24.
Hey, you know, that's well deserved though. Like,
yeah.
You know, he earned that. He earned that. Like, that's really good, you know. Let that be a legend number on the Lakers, you know. I mean, he never switched teams.
Nope. Someone's inboxed me number 8 as well. Number 28 and 24 will be retired, and Mark in the Dallas. Yeah, man, that's right. He played on the same team his whole career.
Same team. That's something.
Wow.
That's
20 years on the same team, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I remember when the Lakers got him. Michael Jordan passed up on him for Kwame Brown. In Washington. Yeah. Jerry West took a chance on him and drafted him to the Lakers. Yeah, I remember that. And Kwame Brown was garbage anyway, you know what I'm saying? So just think if the Washington Wizards went on ahead and drafted this young boy, man, you know, Washington maybe not would be on top.
Yeah, they would have had a ring. They more than likely would have had a ring because Jordan still, after coming out of retirement, still got that team to the playoffs.
He sure did.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Man, I heard something like, I'm not sure because I haven't really, I just had, you know, I've been having phone calls all day with people, you know, calling me about it. And my boy, he told me that LeBron James just passed up one of the all-time scoring records for Kobe. And I think like Kobe's last tweet was congratulating LeBron James.
It was.
And yeah, so that's kind of like the way I said it was like that's like passing the mantle, you know.
Yeah, that was Saturday night. He passed. Kobe Bryant was number 3 all-time leading scorer in the NBA, and now he's number 4 because LeBron James passed him. That was today.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's deep.
That was yesterday. Yeah, and 17 hours later, you're. You're perished. And in the way that the helicopter looked, it seemed like as soon as it hit the ground, it just burst into flames, man. Yeah.
I guess that's
what it looked like.
Blew
right up.
Like I said, I haven't really been on social media because that's all that's been on there. So I was like, you know, I kind of wanted to just chill today, you know. I didn't really look too deep into it, but I was getting a lot of phone calls. So.
Yeah, because I even called you. Like, man, you heard about Kobe Bryant and everything.
Yeah, exactly. That was some info I got from you, too, you know. You were telling me, I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that, you know. But, man, he's going to be greatly missed, man. We love that dude. His style of play, you know what I mean? And even... like, I would really recommend, you know, the listeners to go to the YouTube and look up some of his motivational speeches because those are some things throughout 2019 I was listening to. And I listened to a few of his, man, and his are pretty heavy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, that you know, I would recommend go on the YouTube and check out some of his speeches, man.
Yeah.
That dude, his mind, man, his mind was tough.
But, you know... it was also said that he supported the WNBA. He also was a motivational speaker for the new coming NBA stars and as well as college players as well. And then also said that he would attend. That's what made him coach his daughter basketball team. Because the love of the women's game, he loved the women's game just as much as he loved the men's game. Because you remember I think it was the first U.S. When he won his first gold medal, all those guys mm-hmm. supported the women's team. You know, each time that they, he really supported the women's team, man. And I think California is going to be like how Nipsey Hussle, you know, was when mm-hmm. you know he passed. With people coming, people's going to come from all over the world, man, just to be at this man's going home, you know, ceremony. And there's going to be a lot of, you know, Obama, big fan of Kobe too, so you know he's going to be speaking. You know, Shaq mm-hmm. and, you know, Magic Johnson. And, you know, earlier today on NBC, the Los Angeles mm-hmm. channel, Magic Johnson was there talking about, you know, Kobe was a businessman outside of playing basketball, man. He had a documentary company, and he was doing, you know, documentaries because that's how he won an Emmy. He won an Emmy for one of his documentaries. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's deep.
This dude did a lot of stuff behind the scenes, man, that that a lot of people didn't know, and I didn't know, you know, neither. And they also said that when he went to retire, the bus family was trying to talk him out of not retiring.
I bet they were. He hit 60, what did he hit, 60, 61 points his last
61
year?
61 points.
Like, you're
yeah.
not done.
Yeah. Now just imagine. Everybody out there listening. Just imagine if mm-hmm. he played around and did played at least one season or two seasons
right.
with LeBron James.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's another championship for sure. You know,
yeah.
and you got what Anthony Davis and
Anthony Davis,
real complete role player on their team. You know, come
man,
on,
man. I would love to sign one of them paychecks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, there's some people in the league right now who's in their younger stages. Man, they would die to get 60 points in any game. You know, let alone your last game of the season.
Yep, but
you know
what I'm happy with the game now in the NBA, and this is real talk, everybody is going back to the old style. If you look at it back in the 80s and the early 90s, each team was scoring
mm-hmm.
over 100 points. The NBA has gotten back to that, where teams are scoring 120, 119. Now I respect the game because I used to hate the NBA. You know what I mean? You go from watching good games and then you watch crying all the time. I mean, the crying is still there, but scoring the points has come back. And that's what
right.
you can't have an NBA game with college numbers. You know what I mean? College, you know, numbers,
that's
you know,
true.
97, 85. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got 12, 15 players, and at least 7 to 8 players should be in double digits, man. You should be scoring at least 150 points per
right,
night.
Exactly.
Or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, it has gone back to that, man. These teams, now that we've got multiple super teams as well, you know, we got some real high numbers going, man. It's really fun to watch a battle. Some big names against big names. You
yeah.
know? I'm loving that.
And that's how it was back in the 80s, man. I mean,
that's true.
Dr.
That's
J,
true.
The Sixers mm-hmm. playing the Celtics, like
uh-huh.
119, 124. And every team
right.
had the superstar. You know, had two or three good players. And that's how it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
we're missing that. But even the mediocre teams are still scoring in the hundreds too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is
right.
which is how professional basketball should be.
I'm really curious about what you think about young Zion.
Dude is going to be a beast, man. When LeBron,
right?
When LeBron leaves, that's who's going to carry the torch.
Think so?
I believe that.
Okay.
But the thing I like for him to be at, don't leave Memphis, stay at the same team and let management build around him. Don't go searching for a championship because 9 times out of 10 it never works.
Right, exactly. That's true.
Never works.
Yeah.
You know,
he just came right out and bust 22 points in his first NBA game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's good.
He's more than ready, you know.
That's why you gotta get that 1 year college, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Waste that scholarship, but hey, you know, Duke didn't win it though, but you know, the boy's gone on and making millions.
Right.
Making millions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's gonna be the next guy that's going to fill the shoes of LeBron James when his career comes to an end. Yeah.
Right, because he's fresh. He's new. 2020. LeBron James, he's like just finishing off his legacy. He's trying to get these numbers up and you know, get these championships under his belt, you know, break some records. Like, he's in the breaking record stage. That's what LeBron's doing. You know.
I've been watching a little bit of college ball. Go ahead.
He's having fun. It looks like he's having fun again. I like to see him out there having fun. You know, that's what LeBron really needs to do. He needs to have, when he's having fun, it's hard to stop.
Because I watch a little college ball here and there, now, man, and I haven't seen a I haven't seen that big man, you know what I mean? The big man that's going to take over, you know what I'm saying? Kansas big man, I mean, I watched them in K-State the other night and they got into a brawl, which was stupid. I mean, you're winning the game by 20 some points and K-State, you know, the boy steals the ball and then wants to go down and tries to score. As this player comes down and blocks it, and then next thing you know, you stood on top of the man. Once you shouldn't have even stood over top of him because you blocked the ball. You should have just went and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Then that escalated into, you know, benches clearing and players that were on injured reserve. They were, you know, throwing punches and stuff like that, man. It was a crazy game, man. It was a crazy game. And if I was but you on injured reserve, but you fighting. If I was the Big 12, I would suspend every last player. I don't care what your potential is, you know, the one of the Kansas players picked the stool up and was gonna try to hit the other player. They suspended some of the kids, but they gave them like little slap on the wrist suspension, you know, like 5 games, 4 games, 3 games,
right.
1 game. Nah, if it was me, every single one of them that was throwing a punch, everyone that left the bench, with all got suspensions from me. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
because
right.
No player or no team is bigger than the game. Because here's the thing, like when I referee basketball, the bigger kids, I said, do y'all have younger kids watching these games?
Mm-hmm.
What you guys portray, they watch what you guys do and they think it's okay. So they go and mimic what you guys do. You guys got to set an example for these younger kids. So when y'all F up, you know, they're going to do the same thing, talking back to the referee, you know, mumbling and this and that. Me, I was one of those referees, man. had zero tolerance. When I went into a gymnasium, I go to both coaches to take my game. I don't care about who ref the game before and where, and the other ref that ref your game. My game is zero tolerance. What you do is you're going to coach these teams. If you got a question, you're going to talk to me respectfully. Your players are coming to play. We're going to let them play. But I will not tolerate the word nigger, no cussing, no profanity, nothing. Or they're going to be sitting on the bench with you. Don't ask me. Don't call time out and ask me about a play that happened 5 minutes ago, because I'm not going to grant you. I'm going to listen to you. If you bring it up, I'm going to walk away, and then you're charged with a timeout. That's how we're going to do my game. And we need a lot more hard referees to do these things. You know what I'm saying?
I see the NBA really picking up on that a lot. You know, NBA, man, you see those referees, they're not tolerating as much as they used to tolerate no more. They're kind of technical quick.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? And walk away and act like they don't hear you.
When I would come in, this is how it was for me, Nova, this is no lie. When I would come into a gymnasium, people would be like, that referee don't play. He protect you and kick you out of the game. I was doing a high school game. And every time, you know, his coach went to coach, I'm going to give you something that tastes better than water. And he looked at me. I said, and this is not being respectful. I said, you're not even going to last the second half of this game. I said, because you're going to be thrown out this game before halftime.
Right.
Second quarter comes, 4 minutes in the second quarter. Guess where that referee was at? In the locker room. I'd already warned him.
Right.
Beat him up so quick. Gave my initial report and everything. He ended up getting suspended 2 games for how he acted.
Well, so what'd he do?
Man, he rant and raved, cussed me, got in my face, bumped me. I said, oh now you want to bump me.
Oh, yeah,
now you know you're wrong. Yeah.
Man,
I had the coaching staff so shook. I said, listen, your problem is in the locker room. Just coach your game. That's all you got to do. If there's something you don't understand, I will happily to come over and talk to you. I said, you were standing right there when I told your head coach that. I said, that's all you got to do. Just coach your kids. Coach your kids. Yeah. Now I'll see a coach up in a minute, man. Throw them out.
Right.
It's respect. Respecting the game. That's all.
Right. Now what you say, nobody bigger than the game. That's
nobody bigger than the game.
Nobody bigger than the game. That's fine. I like that. That's good.
Michael Jordan wasn't bigger than the game. LeBron James isn't bigger than the game. You know, RIP Kobe Bryant wasn't bigger than the game. So what makes you? You know what I'm saying? So what makes you just because
you
coach
you
high school?
Here.
Yeah. I said, coach, you're supposed to be preparing these kids for college.
That's right.
I said, the organization invites you coaches to come to the camps so you understand what the new rule changes is every year. But you guys don't want to come. But then when we out here refereeing, you want to dictate the pace of the game. No, you the pace of the game is dictated by the referees.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
If we want to sit there and blow the whistle all night, man, it's a foul every play. We can blow the whistle all night and turn a 2.5-hour game into 5 hours if we want to.
Right. It won't be no momentum.
Exactly.
That's real. I've seen it happen.
Yep. People be like, man, don't say nothing to him. He don't play. And that's because I respected what I was doing. I didn't allow anybody to take control over just because you're a coach or you're a player and you're going to... I remember doing LeBron when LeBron James was at Academy, Notre Dame Academy School. I remember doing his game. I remember doing Call of Duty's game. I remember doing all those guys when they were kids coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes to show, tell you my age. But I remember I remember all those cats, man. We used to have a thing called Slam Dunk to the Beach in Delaware. Rehoboth the Beach, Delaware. The guy was making so much money, he ended up embezzling money. And it hasn't been Slam Dunk to the Beach. It hasn't been, I think, 10 years now, man.
Dang.
Yep. Yeah. 10 years or even more, probably. I think maybe more. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yep.
He said he made so much money, he started embezzling it.
Started embezzling, man. One paying the referees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, slow on payment. One doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, driving around in, you know, up-to-date vehicles and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I was driving. Hell, at that time, I was driving a funky, fresh Ford Focus.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, them little things run, though.
Damn right.
The little ones, man, they run. With Saturn Focus, they be going.
Mm-hmm.
He said I was in a Ford Focus.
Yep. Funky, fresh Ford Focus. Yeah, man. So, you guys, welcome to the Indie Soul Radio Live, Indie Soul Live Radio Show. This is a Sunday night edition. We got the one and only talented Mr. Nova Ghost. Nova, go back into the music shift, man. What do you think about this controversy behind the Grammy Awards, man?
Oh, man. You know what I mean? It's pretty much black and it's black and white. I mean, but this stuff's been going on for years. I just think that now it's just that there's more people in power speaking out now, and people their careers, like I said, they're now people starting to think about legacy now. So they're not thinking about, oh, I got to make it. Now they're thinking about, okay, when I leave this planet, what type of mark am I going to leave? You know what I'm saying? So people are now starting to speak out. They're not tripping off of the money, making it fame. If somebody go blackball them, they're like, blackball me, whatever. At this point in time, you know, I'm trying to be a trailblazer for the people coming behind me. And I think that's a good look.
I always said that the same people getting these Grammy Awards every year, the same people every year. I'm not knocking Beyonce, Jay-Z, but when you have money, money is power. When you have corporations that are billion-dollar corporations and you invite them in, money changes. What does it say about money? Money is the rule of all evilness.
All kinds of evil.
And I think that's what the Grammys failed at by allowing money to really destroy a lot of artists' careers. Because artists work hard to get to where they are at. You know what I'm saying? Artists work with the best producers, the best engineers, the best, you know, voice coaches, you know, get signed to the best labels. Some of them, you know, get fucked at the end of the, pardon my French, some of them get fucked at the end of the year. But when you allow Coca-Cola, if Coca-Cola is giving you, say Nova, Coca-Cola is giving you $15 million a year. And they come to you and say, well, you know, we want you to do this and that. Are you going to say, no, I'm going to do it my way? No, you're going to do it their way because you're getting that $15 million every year for the next 5 or 6 years. So when you go to TV, look at, and I wanted to put this on Facebook today. Go back to when they stop putting old school hip hop R&B on the radio, on the Grammys, and they we have these pre Grammy awards where such and such won Gospel Album of the Year, and they wasn't performing. What really pissed me off about the Grammys is when they gave the Bee Gees, one of the best 70s groups, when they gave the Bee Gees Lifetime Achievement Award. One, they cut the interview off, and they, second was, and this was 10 years ago, I think it was, they didn't perform, and I got pissed off about it, because I'm a big Bee Gees fan. These were a bunch of white boys that sound, they had black souls, and they can sing.
Right.
And I started thinking, man, this shit's got to be rigged. And then when this lady comes out 6 days before the Grammys and says it was rigged, I knew it. I knew it because some of the people that should have, got Grammys didn't receive Grammys.
Right. I mean, it goes deeper than that. I mean, if you really think about it, you got to go all the way to the presidency. You got to go to the top of this country. You know, that's the country we live in. I mean, even our laws are swayed to the benefit of the corporation that's funding the campaign of the president who's winning.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if it's happening on that level, you know what I mean? Of course it's going to happen on in the industry, the individual industries. You know what I mean? That's just how the game is played. I mean, whoever got the money, you know what I'm saying, is making the rules. I remember they used to have that. Remember they used to say that for a minute? Whoever got the gold makes the rules. You know? So, like, yeah, man, after you get older, man, you watch, WWE long enough, you start figuring out a lot of things are rigged, you know what I mean? The
NFL
came out and said that there was, you know what I mean? The president of the NFL said, well, he said when the Patriots won 10 times in a row, they're like, is it rigged? He was like, well, even WWE, you know, made Undertaker win so many times in a row. He was like, you know, everybody feels super teams, you know, in order to, and he said it out of his mouth. He thought he was going to backpedal. He didn't backpedal, and did we stop watching? Nope. We kept on watching because we love the game.
Love the game, yep. I was talking about the Bee Gees. That was
2017. So, shoot, that's only 3 years ago.
3 years ago, yep.
Oh, man, that's recent.
So what I'm trying to do is research Grammys, and then you look at the commercials. You start paying, when you look at these award shows, start paying attention to the commercials. Look at the commercials very clearly, because your commercials, they get, the Grammys get so much money from the commercials too. That's why they cut. That's why they cut certain awards on there, because the commercials are putting the money into the awards, and these are the people that, as the young lady said, they're rigged. You could probably be the number one, top single of the year. They'll come in and say, we'll give you an extra $5 million if you give it to her. You know what I'm saying? But you have more votes.
Right.
Follow what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, Oasis went through up there in San Francisco. She was supposed to get two awards. The guy got mad with her and said someone else's name, but the award ended up being in someone else's house.
It was on his wall, his office. I remember.
Yeah.
His office of his church.
And that's bullshit.
Yeah, that is. Now that's bad. That's shameful. Yeah, man. You said it the first time. Money is the ruler. What do you say? Money
Money is
the
root
of
all kinds of evil.
Yep.
Yeah, that's real.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, I can only imagine, man. But it's good that you got some people speaking out. The whole music industry is changing a lot. There's a big shift going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a huge shift going on. So, like, a lot of people, like even when I only look at, like, a little piece, I check out a little piece, you know, but I'm looking, I'm like, man, like, you look at the audience, and a lot of people are aspiring to be in that audience and be one of the people that's in that crowd, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's not even really that attractive anymore, to be honest. You know, being independent and being able to be yourself and be who you are and not have a lot of dictatorship over who you are, man, that's a lot more appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking like, yeah, that's cool and all, you know, but you look at those people and you aspire to be those people, but a lot of those people aren't even happy.
Nope. Hell
no. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? It looks good on the outside, you know, but if you really, like, start listening to them, start listening to the interviews and things like that, mm-hmm. I'm looking like, dang. I'm like, man, do you really want to be that? You know?
That's right.
That's really what you want? You know? Like, that's not the, you know, and especially nowadays, man, there's a lot of different distribution out there to where you can do it on your own. You can
yep.
be independent. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's different avenues and stuff. You know, there's different ways that you can go about doing it now. So, I listen to them. I mean, it's not easy fighting. You know, fighting the people who's running this whole thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't think that. I don't think that when you get to that point to where you start speaking out, just don't care no more.
No, you don't.
You know, there's more important things now. There's more important things than the so-called status quo success. And I think that's what happened. I mean, you never know. You never know. What was that, Puffy that spoke out?
Puffy spoke out.
Yeah,
and
Puffy,
I'm not a big Puffy fan. But
mm-hmm.
for Puffy to say what he said, and I even posted it, copied and posted it, and put it on social media. What he
mm-hmm.
said, it really made sense, and I said I'll be one of the ones that stand behind him because what he said
mm-hmm.
was all true.
Mm-hmm.
That's all true.
Mm-hmm.
That. When corporate America came in, like your
mm-hmm.
Pepsi's, your now Google,
right.
your Apple,
mm-hmm.
Amazon, Disney. What is Disney now? Disney is a part of, you know, what is it? Sony? Warner Brothers?
Disney's everything. What don't
yeah.
Disney have? They done bought up everything.
Everything. I mean, they
got
Marvel
yeah.
Comics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pixar.
Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're part of National Geographic.
Right. Yep.
So when you got corporations like that dictating to you who they want
on that platform.
You know, yeah. Platform,
mm-hmm.
there you go. You said it best, the platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah,
it's not
Sony.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, Avatar Publishing, Fox Music
mm-hmm.
Publishing. You got Warner. Well, Disney has its own publishing group.
Right.
I thought for sure it was one of those other major. One of those big companies that were, you know what I mean, underneath them. But mm-hmm. I guess I'm mm-hmm. wrong. Yeah. But It is universal.
They're huge.
Yeah, universal.
Oh, okay. That makes
universal
sense.
Music.
So they're what, in LA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they own 5% of Sony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, that all comes into play on who's getting picked. I'll tell you
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You could go out here and get a gold record and get your gold CD for pressing 100,000 copies, downloads,
mm-hmm.
and they still, you hot right now, you're playing everywhere, you know, XM, A-Stream, college, underground, international, you know, PlayStation, Xbox. If you have someone that's just breaking in and they got the money behind them, guess what? All that don't mean shit.
Right.
All that don't mean now, why? Because Nova Ghost, he's independent. Yeah, he's independent. He's not signed with a major. So how y'all gonna give him something? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Prime example, look at E-40.
Yeah, E-40, man, he was selling copies for a long time.
And they were selling music out there, out the trunk. Tupac was, too.
Master P.
Master P.
Too Short did it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was unfortunate that, you know, like I said, I'm glad someone in the Grammys stepped up, got tired of going to these secret meetings and, you know, putting people that deserve those, that stuff on their resume and being played, used.
Right. Yeah, because that's been happening since the beginning of time, since Mahalia Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's been happening for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, man,
I know I appreciate you taking time with your schedule, man. You want to give some shout-outs and let people know where they can follow you at on the social media, my brother?
Oh, yeah. Give a shout-out to my boy, Vio Rio. He's been producing my stuff. Got a new EP that's getting created right now, man. We've been spending some time in the studio. Want to give a shout out to Isis. She out there doing her thing. I was watching her on Facebook with a whole band in there. They getting ready to do some real big thing. Let everybody know that you guys can go and follow me on Instagram at Nova Ghost 2.0. That's Nova Ghost 2.0. And on my Facebook is Nova Ghost. And you guys can get me on my website. You guys can go and subscribe to my website at www.novaghost.com. You know, you guys can catch me in all those places.
All right, you guys heard it first here on the Hilltop. I want to thank everybody. We're going to get on out of here early tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, being a part of the show. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, Monday night. It's the Indie Artist Spotlight radio show. Man, we got a lot of new independent artist music that we got to break. Another hot artist named Lady Rain. Soundtrack from the movie. Let me get this movie real quick. Soundtrack from the movie The Struggle. Struggle. I watched the movie. The movie is one of those you don't want to say low budget. It's a black film, and Lady Rain indie. Has a song indie. In there. Yeah, indie.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Rain has a song in there called "Out of the Ghetto," but you guys need to go watch The Struggle. It's about a young lady, drugs and you know prostitution, gang, living with a mother. Real good. If you have the stick or Roku, you can find it on or Vudu, one of those two has it on there. And Lady Rain, that song "Out of the Ghetto," and two other more songs on that movie soundtrack. We're gonna be booking "Out of the Ghetto" here Monday night on the Spotlight. She's gonna be on the Spotlight. Try to put a call into her to come on live on the show, so she could talk about her experience being selected to a soundtrack, and that, and then we have another artist named Nut Capone. We're gonna be breaking his song. Ooh. Two of his songs. He's got a freestyle and he's got another song called Pressure. So they're going to be the two spotlight artists for Monday night. And make sure you guys tune in and be a part of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Noble Ghost, as always, man, my brother undercover, always there. man, we're going to go on out on your song, man, called I Will. Remix with Lily the Goddess. You're on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. Any last words you want to tell the listeners before we get on out of here, bro?
No, man. shoot. Yeah, everybody, y'all have a good night. Yeah, Sean, thanks for having me on the show, man. I appreciate you as always.
I appreciate you more, man. Have a good night. This is Nova MC Nova Ghost and Lily the Goddess. This is I Will. This is the remix, y'all. And this is the Indie Soul Live Radio Show, Sunday night edition with yours truly, the Invincible One, the Invincible DJ Sean. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Another ghost. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Tryna make a couple mil, you know I will. From the beach in Brazil, girl, you know I will. Be the center of your peace, you know I will. Top a house in Belize, girl, you know I will. Greek freak in the sheets, you know I will. Keep my ear to the streets, girl, you know I will. Don't ever make a deal, you know I will. Make a call to the bill, girl, you know I will. Why you trippin' off the he just pole pimpin'. He puttin' salt up in your game, sweat drippin'. Throwin' shade on your name, now we reminiscing. Me and you, we can build until we stack a million. Just let that crystal drip drop, girl, I'm about to kill it. I fuckin' put me on your lot, then I handle pittance. Let me take you to the top, head hit the ceiling. I'm everything in your dreams, everything you miss. Now let me add some terror to that watch. Let's go take a journey on the block. Cash out, run it out, get the rock. Recop, run it back, 30 bands in the sock. Tryna make a couple mil, you know I will. From the beach in Brazil, girl, you know I will. Be the center of your peace, you know I will. Top a house in Belize, girl, you know I will. Greek freak in the sheets, you know I will. Keep my ear to the streets, girl, you know I will. Don't ever make me chill, you know I will. Make a call to the bill, girl, you know I will. If he ain't happy, let him go, skip it. Cause he just really wanna go to do some more tricking. I wanna help you with your dreams, get your own business. You try to tell him about your dreams, but he don't listen. That's like a wishing that he could be some competition. I'm on a mission and killing off the opposition. The coalition, baby girl, you my new addition. I pay the witness, baby girl, if you just pay attention. No cap, I want every little piece of that. Hit it from the front, hit it from the way back. I'm the one that gave you keys to the Maybach. Anything you know I will if you say that. Tryna make a couple mil, you know I will. From the beach in Brazil, girl, you know I will. Be the center of your peace, you know I will. Top a house in Belize, girl, you know I will. Rick freak in the sheets, you know I will. Keep my ear to the streets, girl, you know I will. Don't ever make me chill, you know I will. Make a call to the bill, girl, you know I will.
I'ma trust in the sun that you say you wanna build. Take it
feel. Cause yeah, I know the deal, too good to be true, but I know it's real. So we gonna put our plans in action, straight satisfaction. Never running low on the bread, not even a tiny little fraction. Me business gang, they have the total ground of law, and then these things total see. It was time to pick a team, and I'm all yours. Wasn't trying to give it to no one, but it's all yours.
Girl, you know I will.